The Broncos are busy in Mobile getting a first-hand look at future NFL talent, a week-long opportunity to be up close and personal with more than 100 players in this year's draft class. Hello, and thank you for joining us for our coverage of the 2018 Senior Bowl here in Alabama. I'm Phil Milani. We are just outside of Radio Row, and just beyond that is the team meeting rooms. And Broncos coaches have certainly spent the first couple of days here getting a chance to become familiar with the North team.
It's our job as coaches, okay, to help you showcase your skill set, right? You can see Vaughn, right? He's gonna start, shuffle through. Easy. There you go, that's it.
Move your feet. There you go, move your feet, move them all the way. Move them.
All eyes were on the quarterback position during that first practice. Afterward, we had a chance to catch up with the Heisman Trophy winner, Baker Mayfield, on what Broncos coaches are looking for from him.
You know, see what I'm all about, you know, see how I react to certain things, you know, maybe see if it can handle the pressure, stuff like that. But it's an honor. You know, if John Elway asks you to be on your team, you don't say no.
No, you do not. Here now with Broncos insider Steve Atwater. And Steve, what did you think about the quarterbacks yesterday?
Man, I thought they actually had a pretty decent day for the first time out. It seemed like Baker Mayfield got to practice like he jumped out of an Uber and ran out to practice. And I thought he had a really good day, his first day. Now, I heard from some other people who have been watching him, and they said that he got off to a slow start but picked it up near the end. But as you know, you can't see every single pass that a player does. So each time I looked at Baker Mayfield, he was completing passes. He had great energy, and he was leading the team. I thought he had a really good day for his first day.
You know, the Broncos are looking heavily at the quarterback position. What about some of the other guys, Tanner Lee, Luke Falk, Josh Allen?
Yeah, well, Josh Allen, he threw a pass. I was standing right there on the sidelines, and it was like a missile. And it brings me back to a time when John Elway in practice, you know, throwing the ball with him before practice, and you almost had to put some gloves on because it's coming so hard. It's like a missile. And I say, John, come on, man. Why are you throwing the ball so daggone hard? So it reminded me of that. So as far as Luke Falk is concerned, I saw him overthrowing quite a few balls. I saw them when they were kind of doing a walkthrough with the coaches. The coach was running the route. They were doing a little boot practice, and he was overthrowing the coach, and he really should have been accurate in that.
Maybe a little bit too much energy for that first day, huh?
Maybe so. Hopefully he picks it up today as well.
Well, we know that John Elway and company have been looking at a lot of these quarterbacks. They also went to Wyoming's bowl game to check out Josh Allen.
Really cool that he actually went to one of my games, so it speaks a lot about, you know, what the Denver Broncos are trying to do this offseason. I actually got a chance to speak with him right now. Super, super good guy, you know, super down to earth. And obviously he wants to win. And, you know, he's doing the right thing by being down here and scouting as many players as he can. And ultimately he's going to make the best, you know, decision for that franchise.
Keeping track of everyone's value here in Mobile is Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason. Mace, whose stock rose the most after day one?
Well, I'm going to focus on a couple of defensive linemen on the South team. Andrew Brown out of Virginia was dominant against the run, but in team drills, and also did well in one-on-ones. On the North team, another defensive lineman, B.J. Hill out of North Carolina State. And last week we were talking about Kentavious Street, also from North Carolina State, in the Shrine game. This week, B.J. Hill just dominant at times during Tuesday's work, and showing that the Wolfpack's defensive line was a lot more than just Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, their stock rising. Who needs a bounce-back day today, Mace?
I would look at the South team quarterbacks aside from Kyle Lauletta. Lauletta, I thought, was at the head of the class there yesterday in terms of the decision-making, looking poised. Not really a surprise. He's been in some pro-style offenses at Richmond, so he knows what he's doing there. But the other three quarterbacks for the South, Brandon Silvers out of Troy, Mike White from Western Kentucky, Kurt Benkert out of Virginia, all had their ups and downs. They both need to respond today with a better day.
A big day, day two here in Mobile. Thank you very much, Mace. You can find Andrew Mason, Steve Atwater, and Ryan Edwards on Orange and Blue 760 all week long for their insight from down here in Mobile. Now let's hear it from Matt Boyer, who had a chance to sit down with Vance Joseph, ask him about the importance of coaching here at the Senior Bowl.
When you get a week like this, we talked about it off the top, access is something that you can't, you can get the analytics, you can get the film, but access is something that you can't substitute. How much can you learn with your access in the next 4 days?
Again, you know, no one has a chance to really be with the player and watch him actually study, you know, to see how a player learns. That's half of what we do, you know, in the NFL. You know, half of what we do each day is meetings, you know, and the other half is obviously physical. You can see the physical traits, right? I mean, you can watch every game these kids have played since high school, but to capture the mental traits, what makes a great player special, right? You can't do that without spending time with a person. So, again, I think it's a clear advantage to have a chance to sit with these guys, just have normal conversation with, you know, with the quarterbacks and, you know, all the kids here.
You can find that entire interview plus all of our behind-the-scenes content on DenverBroncos.com. Now with Matt Boyer here. And, Matt, what was your biggest takeaway from that interview?
I thought Vance had great energy. I think that he really looked rejuvenated. I thought that he had a little bit of a spark to him. It was great to see a little bit of time off. He gets back in. You could really tell him and his assistants are extremely excited. I also thought that if any player is going to distinguish themselves this week, whether it's the quarterbacks who we've talked a lot about, the offensive line, running backs, all of those guys are going to have to do it in the meeting rooms, because he said, Vance said, that this is going to be the time when these guys show engagement, show the process, show what they've learned. So I think if these guys can bring that energy to the meeting rooms, they can set themselves apart, and I think that's going to catch the eye of the Broncos staff.
You want to see if those guys can take what's in the meeting room out onto the field. And Matt, I know you had a chance to meet some of the players, had a little bit of fun during media day, right?
Yeah. Meet is kind of a loose term, right? We got a chance to talk to the North team and a couple guys from the South team about their knowledge of Mobile. These guys really haven't been outside the hotel very much, so we thought we'd play a game called Mayor or Player. Let's see if these guys can distinguish their Senior Bowl teammates from mayors of Mobile's past. We'll start you out with an easy one. Baker Mayfield.
Player.
Yeah, you can't get your teammates wrong.
Sure, absolutely. You get mad at me for that one.
Tanner Lee.
I'm going to go Mayor Mobile again.
Oh, he's a quarterback. He's on your team. That's not a good sign.
Oh, yeah, okay, I do know that.
He's going to be throwing you the ball. You can't be messing up that name.
I know. I'm more of a numbers guy.
Tanner Lee, is that a Senior Bowl player or a mayor of Mobile?
I'm going to go with a player for the first one.
Player.
Absolutely. You're going to be blocking for him.
He's like he was right over here.
Let's start with this. Your name's on here. Do you think everybody got your name?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, the important one is that the offensive lineman got it.
Okay. Perfect.
A lot of convincing names there. Catch the full segment on DenverBroncos.com. We'll be back live later on today with a media reaction following the second practice here in Mobile. Plus, we'll be right back here with a recap the same time tomorrow morning. Until then, thank you for joining us for our continuing coverage of the Broncos' path to the draft.